USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is currently en route to El Paso, Texas, for one of his Make America Great Again rallies. The president will be drumming up support for the border wall, but before leaving, the president spoke about our current wall situation.
We've actually started a big, big portion of wall today in a very important location, and it's going to go up pretty quickly over the next 9 months. That whole area will be finished. It's fully funded. Construction, which I know a lot about, has begun, and it's a much better wall, much stronger wall, and a much less expensive wall than we've been building.
Minnesota Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar is apologizing for her remarks she made about Israel and Republicans. Congresswoman Omar suggested that Republican support for Israel is fueled by donations from a pro-Israel group. Omar said she never intended to offend her constituents or Jewish Americans as a whole. This is USA Radio News.
Make your tax refund go further at Lumber Liquidators President's Day Flooring Sale. Get waterproof flooring up to 40% off. All laminate on sale up to 40% off. Even new AquaSeal water-resistant styles. Or get premium Bellawood solid hardwood from only $369. And let our installation team do the work for you. With special financing and our best price guarantee, you get a quality floor at the best value. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a location near you.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
A California girl has challenged Pope Francis to go vegan for Lent. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
12-year-old Genesis Butler is aware of the Blue Horizon International Foundation's $1 million vegan campaign. And she informed Francis that if he was to abstain from all animal products for Lent, that it would donate over $1 million to the charity of his choice. In a letter last week, Genesis was asking Francis to endorse the $1 million vegan campaign, which is an effort to highlight the effects of animal farming on climate. Genesis says she and her mother gave up meat after she learned where chicken nuggets come from when she was just 3 years old. No word on whether the Pope has sent a response.
Toys R Us may not be a thing of the past after all. Newly founded True Kids Incorporated has bought Toys R Us, Babies R Us, and the company mascot, Jeffrey. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their 4-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Discussions on preventing another partial government shutdown appear to be stalling less than a week before a quarter of the government will run out of funding again. White House senior advisor Kellyanne Conway says Democrats on the House Senate Conference Committee want to limit the number of beds in Immigration and Customs Enforcement detention centers.
And randomly choosing who should be caught and then released into the interior of the U.S. and who should remain there while their claims of asylum are being processed.
An attorney representing the company which owns the National Enquirer says politics has nothing to do with the Jeff Bezos story. Ebram Abramowitz said threats to publish intimate photos of the Amazon CEO is not extortion because the company just wanted to tell the truth. Andy McCarthy is a former federal prosecutor and now a Fox News contributor. He also says,
you know, they said we're going to publish this unless you drop your investigation into what we're doing. So, yeah, I don't really see how anyone's First Amendment rights are being trampled on. The National Enquirer, no one ever said they couldn't publish it. No one is saying they can't publish it to this day. If they end up running afoul of prosecutors, it's going to be because of their conduct, not their publication.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and the Cleveland Browns have signed Kareem Hunt, who was released 2 months ago by the Kansas City Chiefs after a video surfaced showing the star running back pushing and kicking a woman. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
From St. George News Radio, here's what's trending today on stgeorgenews.com. A candlelight vigil is planned for tomorrow evening for a St. George man who lost his life in a snowmobile accident last week. A cold front that is sweeping through Utah continues to create hazardous conditions into this morning. A driver escaped serious injury after rolling on a slushy road during a winter storm in western Iron County yesterday afternoon. A woman is in jail after allegedly stealing nearly $350,000 from her employer by falsifying records and conducting unauthorized transactions on company accounts. Fire and medical crews were stretched to the limit in Mesquite, Nevada Saturday after multiple calls scattered fire engines and ambulances across 32 square miles to tend to fires, crashes, and medical calls. From the St. George News Radio Weather Center, sunny and 46 degrees today, clear and 28 overnight, partly cloudy and 53 tomorrow. For St. George News Radio, I'm Carl Lamar.
The mainstream media. Because someone has to be in charge of selective outrage in this country. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders. Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Hi there, welcome to the Kate Daly Show. So glad to have you listening. KateDalyRadio.com for SoundClouds. We're at about 500,000 SoundClouds almost right now. Listens,
wow.
Hour-long listens. Isn't that crazy? In a very, very short period of time. Welcome to Uncle Milty. How are you?
Good.
And hope you're having a terrific Monday. And I have Dr. Duke Pesta of the Dr. Duke Pesta Show. How are you? Dr. Duke Pesta, how are you?
I'm doing really well. Thank you for having me again.
You got it. And missed you last week. I was out, and it was a crazy, crazy week, but so glad to have you back with us. You have a radio show. I want people to know how to get there.
Yeah, it's the Dr. Duke Show. And if you go to the drdukeshow.com, all one word, you'll find it. It's an hour. It's about an hour every week of really cutting edge education information. Mm-hmm. It's absolutely free to download as a podcast if you don't want to watch it live. And I think you'll learn a lot.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm so glad to have you. You also run the FPEUSA.org. I talk about that all the time to people as an alternative to traditional public school because it actually has real history, real schooling, and does an array of wonderful things for your student that you can't find in a public school anymore. And so I am so grateful to you for doing that. It's a national accredited program and a school, K through 12. Correct?
Yep. It's a complete homeschool experience for moms and dads from kindergarten through high school. Completely classical education with Christian foundations. So if you want a way to homeschool that doesn't necessarily make you responsible for every day's work, mm-hmm. Take a look at Freedom Project Academy.
Yeah, I love it. I do tell people all the time about you. So yeah. It's just such an alternative because a lot of parents out there don't think they can homeschool. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you don't have to. You can actually have Duke's wonderful instructors do it for you. And it's amazing. You can do it right from your own home. So where do you want to start, Dr. Duke Pesta? Because there's so much to talk about between you and Uncle Milty and I today.
You know, this is even something we didn't talk about the moments before the show began. Mm-hmm. Maybe we start by pointing out the new Rasmussen poll that's out right now that shows Trump's approval rating among likely voters is at an all-time high. 52% today of likely voters support Trump. That's even larger than his favorable numbers when he won the re-election. That is a remarkable thing, given all that the left has thrown at him for the last 2 years.
Oh, you know what? That's a great statistic. I'm glad you actually brought that mm-hmm. up, because I was laughing today. The Russia investigation that people are still trying to hang their hat on, it always amazes me that there are people out there that still think that something happened like this, the new story was Russian fish, right?
Yeah.
Russian fish in our fish
schools.
Sticks in U.S. schools, and I was dying laughing because they were trying to poke fun at this. The CNN, the head of CNN was saying, "Yeah, there's a story here."
Collusion.
Russian collusion. He kept trade alive because, the fish sticks are getting into our schools and they're coming from Russia.
Yeah,
you know what bugs me about this? What bugs me about this is that these are the same Democrats, and some of them are still, they were in power then, who in the 1980s did everything they could to protect the Soviet Union from evil American aggression. These were people like Ted Kennedy, who was negotiating behind doors with Gorbachev. These are people like Bernie Sanders, who flew to Soviet Russia on his honeymoon. These same idiots who during the Cold War blamed America and touted the openness, the progressiveness of the Soviet system, are now the ones who are seeing Russian communist agitation behind every tree. They've become the new McCarthyites, these idiot Democrats.
You know, you
only, yeah. Only McCarthy actually turned out to be more right than wrong.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I'm dying laughing because we were just talking about this before the show. We were talking about how this parade of lunacy that's going on right now. You had Amy in Wisconsin announcing her candidacy, right?
My.
And she's doing it in the middle of a blizzard and talking about
global warming.
Can I tell you, I've lived in Wisconsin 10 years now, and I had never heard of her until she announced. I had no, who is she? I don't even know who she is. I've lived in this state, and nobody knows who she is.
Six-term senator.
That's hilarious. Oh,
state
my
senator.
Gosh.
No idea who she is. Yeah. Exactly. So I'm not terribly worried about her campaign.
Yeah, she's getting headlines. Warren, another one. You know, the Native Americans now coming out and saying, she doesn't even have an ancestor that we can even point to in her lineage. I mean, this is, you know, the lies. You think that the lies would take them down, but it's not taking them down. Why?
That's exactly right. The North, if the Virginia governor were Republican, he'd be gone. If Fairfax, the assistant governor, had done what he'd done, he'd be gone if you're a Republican. And what's alarming to me now is how vehemently they go after conservatives who slip. But boy, the apology tour, I just got, it just gives me chills to think about the double standard here.
It gives me the chills too, but I submit this. This is exactly why Trump's rating is so high.
Yeah. Yeah, they're tripping over themselves to lie. And
I was just corrected, by the way. A friend of mine pointed out to me by text that Amy is from Minnesota. I have no idea who this woman is, but she's not a Wisconsinite. Oh. She's a Minnesotan, apparently. But, I mean, I had never heard of her.
Yeah, I don't think anyone has, but she was clearly thanking all Somalians for, I don't know, electing her and her support for Somalia, even though we live in America. So there's always a winning statement when you want to try and get people behind you.
She bragged about the huge population of Somalis in Minnesota.
These
people. Gee, I wonder if there, is that the same group that elected Omar Ilhan Mohar, the anti-Semite? I believe she's Somali, isn't she?
Yep.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about her? Because I know she's front page news right now. We might want to address the craziness behind her. What's going on
there?
Well,
I want to piggyback on what Milty said, talking about her, is that I think not only is this helping, all this leftist hypocrisy is helping Donald Trump, I think it really is going to make a big difference for many Americans. I mean, you're seeing it now. The real anti-Semitism in America for the last 25 years has been on the left. There's no doubt. In the same way, globally, it's true. These attacks on Jews in Germany, there's an article in the paper today about in France, Nazi Germany style graffiti scribbled on the windows of Jewish shop owners. This is the progressive left in conjunction with radical Islamists. This is remarkable when you think about it, that you could have somebody like her elected to Congress in America from Minnesota, an immigrant to this country. We brought them over here because of the persecution they were feeling from other radical Muslim groups. And now she's out here talking down Judaism and saying almost shockingly racist tropes against Jews. And finally, it took 3 days, 2.5 days for Nancy Pelosi and the crowd to actually come out and condemn her for a series of posts like this. But the fact that the Democrats are being forced to call out their own, Democrat women are calling for the resignation, or at least the powerful investigation of Fairfax, the assistant governor in Virginia. There's nothing they can do to run and hide from this. These are all Democrat scandals.
Yeah, I agree. And you know, it's funny because on this show, we like to point out both sides of the aisle. And we want to say all these problems exist on both sides. When we talk about this, though, Republicans and Democrats in media, it's a different story because they will prop up any lie. They will prop up any resume. They will prop up anybody in that party and then take Republicans and throw them to the wolves every single time something happens and make that the big deal story. Whereas and it's not across the board, but it happens more often than not, that this very liberal media will prop up the very liberal politicians every day of the week and twice on Sunday.
Well, right, and they keep defaulting to this mean that Donald Trump is responsible. Anytime a liberal says something racist, anytime an idiot Democrat in his past put blackface on, somehow this is what you did in 1980 for your yearbook is suddenly 2015 Donald Trump's problem. And it's starting to wear a little thin. I mean, even among deluded liberals, they can't fail to see the hypocrisy of this, that every time liberals step out of line and behave in a sexist, racist, bigoted way, simply blaming the Democrat, the Republicans are blaming Trump for it. This kind of juvenile behavior, I mean, is this what you really want in your elected officials? And I think increasingly Americans are wondering, were we wise to give the Democrats back the House of Congress? Were we wise to do that? Mm-hmm. Because already, you think about the dividend now. What do we get in here? An absolute refusal on the parts of Democrats to even negotiate. Look, am I happy that Donald Trump is going to want to give away so much to give his border wall? No. Am I happy that Trump is going to approve DACA and all this other stuff simply to get his border wall? No. Mm-hmm. But at least Donald Trump is willing to talk about it. The Democrats, who own one house of Congress, one house of our judicial government, one house of our governmental system, mm-hmm. they're not willing to even sit down and talk about this. No is their only answer.
Yeah. And even though they were yes, yes, yes when they were elected.
Yes.
So, on the very issue we're talking about. So that's the hypocrisy, too.
But even the things that the president's mm-hmm. going to give up, I believe he's manipulated the position that in the end they're going to help him. By the time
here's the question. Let me ask you guys this question then. What do you think happens if there's another government shutdown? Who bears the brunt of that?
The Democrats.
No,
Trump got blamed. Trump got blamed for the first one.
Yeah.
And
serious.
Trump has demonstrated since then a willingness to negotiate. Mm-hmm. I think maybe Milty's right. I think maybe the second one is going to be much more a reflection on the Democrats than him.
Sure.
Hmm.
He admitted the first one was his fault. And then he gave them about 50 miles worth of rope to hang themselves with, and they did it.
Yeah, but that shutdown needed to take place. I mean, I don't actually disagree with that shutdown at all. I think it should have happened, and I think actually it should happen for longer.
But it's not about that. It's about who to blame.
Yeah.
Well, there's that, and the fact that you've now got reports from credible news sites that's upwards of 5 million Latin immigrants are planning to move on this country in the next couple of years.
Yep.
That there is a huge exodus from these countries coming our way. And already it's beginning to overwhelm the reserves we have on the border, whether it's the National Guard that's been called out or whether it's the ICE agents. They're already finding this influx. I read an article today. It said this is the biggest influx of new immigrants right now since 2007.
Exactly. And what did the Democrats suggest? Doing away with the ability for ICE to arrest and hold more people.
Declaring Los Angeles for the 8,000th time a sanctuary city, right? I mean, the entire premise of the Democrat Party is not only not to stop it, it is to make it much more easy for them to come and almost impossible for anyone anywhere in this country to do any kind of meaningful enforcement or background checks.
Yeah, I loved how, we'll go to a break, but I loved how Dinesh was talking about the fact that illegals have rights. They're just not constitutional rights afforded to us by our Constitution when you are an actual citizen. And so we have to stop saying that as elected officials, that they have constitutional rights. That one's for Nancy Pelosi. She seems to think they do. But anyway, just wanted to point that out just one more time again. Be right back with Dr. Duke Pesta and Uncle Milty when we return.
Now we're back with the Doctor of Love.
Hey, yeah, we're back with the Love Show. Jared Wheeler here. We got caller number 9. Hello?
Yeehaw, I'm on the line. Oh my gosh, thanks, Dr. Jared, for having me. Oh, golly.
All right, that's awesome. What's your name?
My name's Tommy.
Tommy, tell me about your love life.
Dr. Jared, I got a problem. I hope you can help me, but I don't know how to start.
Well, Tommy, we got a solution for you. But first, a word from our sponsor. St. George Auto Gallery and Society Spa have partnered together to give us a Love Doctor special. They're doing a couples massage with every vehicle purchased for the entire month of February. Tommy, talk to me. What's going on?
Well, we used to ride together, but now it's just It's just not going right.
Hey, Tommy, you know what I say when something's not running right?
Take it to the service center. I know. I'm going to take it in.
St. George Auto Gallery Service Center is open to the public.
Visit stgautodeals.com.
Oh, golly.
Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress. Shop our Tempur-Pedic Presidents' Day sale going on now and save up to $500 on select Tempur-Pedic adjustable sets. See for yourself why it's the most recommended bed in America. Our no-pressure sleep consultants will help you find the Tempur-Pedic that's right for you. Plus, 72 months no interest and up to $300 instant store credit and free delivery. Shop Best Mattress today, your Tempur-Pedic headquarters, home of the 120-day sleep easy guarantee.
Have you heard about point-of-care testing? It's been available in much of the world for years, and now it's finally come to Utah. Stuckey Family Pharmacy now offers point-of-care testing. That means you can go to the pharmacy for flu, strep, cholesterol, and glucose tests. You'll get results within minutes. You'll be able to discuss your results with the pharmacist, and when appropriate, get the proper prescription medications through their point-of-care providers, all in one stop. Think about it. Your child wakes up with a fever, sore throat. You can quickly get an answer without having to wait all day at a doctor's office. Stuckey Family Pharmacy will work closely with your primary care provider, and if they think you need to see the doctor, they'll tell you. Imagine the time you'll save. As you know, Sam and his team at Stuckey Family Pharmacy strive to provide quality patient care. Point-of-care testing is just the next step in keeping our community healthy. Quicker diagnosis and treatment will save lives. Point-of-care testing. Learn more at StuckeyFamilyPharmacy.com. Stuckey Family Pharmacy, leading the way.
For the last decade, Red River Health and Wellness has been changing people's lives here in Southern Utah, even achieving 4.8 out of 5 on Google. But don't take our word for it. Here's what they have to say about their actual experience. Shelly L. said,
"Most knowledgeable doctor on the entire functionality of the whole body. He taught me the importance of health and the damage inflammation has on overall health. Once I changed my focus on eliminating inflammation with his dedication and unwavering support, because it was not easy, but worth it. I not only lost weight, I am free of fatigue, chemo side effects, and able to stay in remission by being healthier. It was a life changer for me."
This is Dr. Joshua Redd, chiropractic physician at Red River Health and Wellness. Our patients really say it best. We are so passionate about helping you, we offer a satisfaction guarantee. If you aren't satisfied within the first 30 days, we give you your money back. Let us help you remember what it's like to feel good again.
Call Red River Health and Wellness chiropractic physicians today. 855-55-RIVER.
Call Red River today.
With the colder nights, heating systems can struggle to heat all the areas of your house, like your bonus rooms, garage, enclosed patios, master bedrooms, casitas, and more. Air care professionals can help these trouble areas with their Mitsubishi electric cooling and heating ductless system, offering individual comfort control to a more personal defined space. Purchase a system from Air Care Professionals this month and get up to $300 off and 0% equipment financing options OAC. Call 628-2423 or online at aircarepros.com.
He's the Bubba, you're me, Bubba.
Hey, coochie, coochie, coo.
You the man, you the man.
Are you the cutest little baby boy?
Say what? Just look at you. Not one thing to teach me to speak well.
A goo goo, a ga ga ga.
Did you know that your baby's first year is crucial to his learning? Scientists have proven that a baby's brain develops much better when you read, sing, and talk to him in full sentences from the day he is born.
He learns it from you.
No tickling, Dad.
Once upon a time, there was a humongous shoe.
It's okay if he brings out the baby in you. But remember, you need to bring out his mind.
He learns it from you.
An early start. Now that's smart. A message from El Valor McCormick Tribute Foundation and the Ad Council.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
I've been driving all night, my hands wet on the wheel. There's a voice in my head that drives my heel.
I there. Welcome back. Kate Daly Show here. So glad to be a part of your Monday. I've got Uncle Milty. I have Dr. Duke Pesta. And we were just talking on the break. You know, your session starts up again. You're one of the only few conservative professors left in the country, I'm pretty sure, Dr. Duke Pesta. And school's back, and you're seeing a lot of kids tell us what you're seeing, because I loved how you phrased this. You called it social justice education is what they're coming in with.
Yeah, what you're seeing in the kids is they're really high on arrogance and attitude. They're very political. They sound just like seasoned social justice warriors. We're talking about 19 and 20-year-old sophomores and juniors. These kids sound like everything that comes out of their mouth is like a parody of social justice warrior talk. And yet when you ask them questions or push them, there's nothing behind it. Well, how do you know that's true? Why do you believe that? From where do you derive that opinion? And they just look at you like you're crazy, because no one's ever asked them to define that. And we were talking at the break. I mean, the point that I made was, in many ways, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is the walking, living, breathing epitome of what is going to happen if we keep giving kids a social justice education, an education high on politics and ideology and opinion, instead of an actual education where they have to learn things. Let's not forget that Ocasio-Cortez, she actually has an expensive degree in economics from a major Boston university, and yet she has never once in the last year and a half been able to frame a cogent economic argument about how all of her grandiose plans are even feasible. This is what you get. Mm-hmm. Empty suit, a completely vapid creation of the media, who is utterly unable to defend her ideas, but because of the right ideas, the media just utterly bolsters and projects them.
I agree.
Are you seeing any result of Charlie Kirk and Candace Owens with Turning Point up in Wisconsin there?
You know, I get students every semester that will come up to me quietly after class or in the hallways, or they'll come by my office hours and they'll close the door and they'll say, "Dr. Pest, I just want to let you know, I'm on your side." And they'll either be Young Americans for Liberty or Ben Shapiro or Charlie mm-hmm. Kirk, and they'll tell me this, right? And so and I'll say to them, "You've got to be more vocal. You can't just sit in my class and secretly cheer when I say things. If you don't speak out too, if you're not willing to take the ire of the other students upon you, then they're going to always believe it's just me. And so you've got to stop. You've got to participate more. Don't just come behind closed doors." I'll tell you a really, very quick anecdote. A couple of years ago, I had was walking across campus, and I got a psst, psst, psst. And so it was kind of a foggy Wisconsin day. And around the corner, I turned the corner, there was this old guy in a 70-year-old fella, bald, distinguished gray beard, in a trench coat. I thought, what, is he going to flash me? And he says to me, "Are you Pesta?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "Yeah." He goes, "I'm the chair of one of the science programs here. And I just wanted to let you know that I heard how you teach your classes, and please keep it up." And then he kind of vanished into the fog. It was like this tenured professor couldn't necessarily do that himself, but he singled me out across campus to do it. Mm-hmm. There's an undercurrent here. We just got to tap into it more.
That's right. That's why I asked if you'd have seen it, because I believe there's a huge undercurrent going on right
mm-hmm.
now.
Yeah. In fact, with AOC, with Alexandria, and getting all the headlines, because even the conservative headlines are not pointing out the fact that even that new Green Deal, that was written by UN Environmental Program, with two M's, that was written by them in 2008. And then it's being out there and part of her creation, which they don't even write their own legislation anymore. They have think tanks do it, and a think tank did that as well. So there were many think tanks involved in that document that she keeps touting as her own. But I think what's even more important are, I did some research over the weekend, and we were just talking about this on the break, because when I jumped down this means anyone can find this, because I spent some time looking at this and looking into it, but there was something on her resume that didn't add up to me, and I thought it was really crazy, because she doesn't have a huge resume. And I kept thinking, you know, she hasn't done anything. She was a waitress when she ran for office. And so without her doing anything, why in the world? They kept coming back to this award she won in science. And they kept saying how brilliant she was and how we should listen to her because she won this award in science. And so this is what her actual bio says. It says several widely published stories, you know, about her kept touting this. But it said, Ocasio-Cortez attended Yorktown High School, graduating in 2007. By the way, that's not in the Bronx. That's that's in a neighborhood that makes about $140,000 a year per family, per 7,000 families that live there. Okay, so she didn't come from a working, you know, working class, like she says. Her father actually was an architect and claimed his business made over $500,000 a year. So anyway, so she won second prize in the Intel International Science and Engineering Fair with a microbiology research project on the effect of antioxidants on the lifespan of the nematoid. It's a worm. In a show of appreciation for her efforts. In a show of appreciation for her efforts, the International Astronomical Union named a small asteroid after her called the 23238 Ocasio-Cortez. And first of all, I thought it was strange that she actually, that they actually went to her, this astronomical union, for something she did in science, as far as an earthworm goes. Why in the world are they going to her to basically what her bio says, in appreciation of her efforts, they sought out a 17-year-old to go give her an asteroid in her name? That's kind of interesting, because the naming of an asteroid actually takes like 10 years and you know, all kinds of different things you have to go through. So I was actually curious about that, not so much the award in science, which I actually should have been more curious about, come to find out. So the Intel International Science and Engineering Fair, this is a very, very big fair, and you have to win a regional science fair to get into this one. And this one is global. They have people all over the world, and we're talking nuclear fission. We're talking about kids that are involved in stuff that they get hired for Homeland Security, and they don't even go to college. They don't even bother with class. They yeah. just they head right onto the projects, the special projects, and work with government or whatever the case may be on their inventions. It's like kind of like a mini like Nobel Peace Prize, okay? And so I thought it was strange that everybody kept quoting about this. And as far as what the article says, you know, although she hails from the Bronx, Ocasio-Cortez commuted to Yorktown, where she partook in the high school science research program, which exists for students with special interest in completing scientific research. The program is run by Michael Blueglass, who taught Ocasio-Cortez and maintains a close relationship with her to this day. The two even enjoy breakfast together recently. And what she said in an interview, she was the she was one of the best presenters we've ever had in the program. She's still that great person today. She has a strong desire to help people. She's extremely gifted. And I'm thinking, you mean the same Ocasio-Cortez I've been hearing? Because I'm not getting that. And so I thought, gifted? What, the best the program's ever had? Are you serious? And then I kept looking at the award itself, and it kept saying second place internationally at the Intel ICEF Science Fair. What do you mean second? What do you mean internationally and second? I mean, these people are winning $50,000 prizes. They're all over the news. So I started really looking into it. And what's very interesting about this is she didn't win that. She got a participation medal. She was only listed as a representative to go to Intel. She didn't win some big award. And this is the very, she's not on any paperwork anywhere in there, except for the fact that she's a participant. Go ahead, Uncle Melzie.
You uncovered something else when you wrote this piece.
Mm-hmm.
And you said Blueglass, the teacher,
mm-hmm.
calls her Sandy.
Yeah.
That's not exactly in honor of her Hispanic heritage.
She went by Sandy in high school, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, in fact, there were some big write-ups about that, and they said, oh, these conservatives are flipping out because she's called Sandy. It wasn't that. It was because she wasn't giving full information about herself, and she wasn't, as far as this very, very well-to-do high school, she kept saying she was working class in Bronx, and she wasn't. She was actually 40 minutes away in a suburb, okay? So here's the deal. She never got a big award. She never got anything like that. Now, you'll think, okay, but Kay, this is just something in her resume. No, this is the only thing in her resume. This is the only thing that they can point to that says that she has a brain and we should listen to her, okay?
Yeah, there were two things, Kate, and what I think is so brilliant about what you've done needs to be nationally recognized, is, that because the left never wants to look at the biographies of progressive candidates.
Mm-hmm.
We know for a fact when she was running, I remember during the congressional election where she was elected, it came out then that she had fabricated her biography.
Yeah.
She was. Alexi from the block, right? She was this poor kid who lived in the barrio. That was the way she presented herself overtly, not implicitly, overtly.
Mm-hmm.
And she was finally called on that, and she had to backtrack from that. And of course, the press smeared, paid it over it, and she got elected. And what you've pointed out is that this is the only other really substantial thing in her biography outside of the fake degree she got from a Boston College for economics. And what a waste of money that was, is the fact that she was this apparently brilliant scientific mind. And the quotes that you've read from all the people from back in the day who still support her, like Blue Glass, they don't say anything about her intellectual acumen. They don't say anything about her scientific chops. They simply talk about her love of other people and her desire for activism. It's funny that the people who should most know what her intellect is like won't talk about it. They just talk about her empathy and her activism.
Yep. Well, that's because they know.
Well, it reminds me a lot of Obama. Obama had like a weird resume and nobody came out of the woodwork saying we went to school with him. Nobody ever said anything like that. But here's the strangest part about this. Because you could say, well, you're picking on one thing in a resume. No, I'm not. She actually lied about it. She tweeted about it and said she won at that contest, that global contest nationally. She did not. The other thing that she said that got me were the people that were lying for her. So you have the president of the Society Science, which owns the big Intel contest. Okay, they put it on their website. This woman who is president also worked for Obama, and she has like the biggest global fund for children. And she actually put out that she had won this on their own website, which I know she has full documentation to relate to the fact that she did not win anything. Her name never shows up anywhere. She was not one of the winners. And that's why people are carefully sidestepping it a little bit by going very vague and saying that it's a nationally, an international award. No, she didn't win an international award. So you have the president that's willing to lie. The president of the Science Society is willing to go on record lying about it. And so is the woman that was in charge of appointing her some asteroid who works for MIT and Harvard. She actually went on the record and lied and said that Ocasio sent in the documentation of her win, and the committee reviewed it, and 2 months later, not 10 years, we rushed it for her, 2 months later, because she was so amazing, she got an asteroid in her name. All of that is a lie. They're all lying. They're all complicit in her lie. And then Ocasio's lie keeps getting bigger. Then she said she worked with Mount Sinai on research in high school. No, she didn't. There was only 4 high schools in the state of New York that got to do that, and her school wasn't one of them. And it didn't even do what she's saying she even did in the project. So she keeps building on these lies, and nobody's catching them, and nobody's calling her on it. I want to know why these other people lied, too.
It's not just, you mentioned Barack Obama, but how about the other parallel for me is Michelle Obama, who apparently showed up at the Grammys last night and everybody was just wanting her to run for president. She's another one whose entire intellectual prowess is predicated on nothing. Right. She accomplished nothing as first lady other than to destroy kids' lunches and make them starve to death. She accomplished nothing. And it was by the grace of the nepotism of her husband, who was a state senator, that she even got the cushy job in the hospital that she was working at. She had no intrinsic skills to make her a hospital executive. And they're doing the same thing with Ocasio-Cortez now. They see her as the fresh young face, the fresh young Latino face of the Progressive Party.
I agree. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Now we're back with the Doctor of Love.
Hey, we're back with the Jared Wheeler Show, a.k.a. the Doctor of Love. And we have caller number 9. Go ahead. What's your name, sir?
Oh, hi, Dr. Wheeler. It's Joseph. Thanks for having me. I've lost a spark in my relationship, and I'm hoping you could help me. Oh, I love the show, by the way.
Hey, Joe. Thanks for listening. Yeah, we're going to take care of you today, but first, a word from our sponsor, St. George Auto Gallery and Society Spa have partnered together to give us a Love Doctor special. They doing a couples massage with every vehicle purchased for the entire month of February. All right, Joe, now tell me about her.
It's Joseph. She's a little older, and she...
Joe, I need to know.
Joseph. She was born in 1984.
I thought so. I've seen it all before. All right, Joe, this is what we're gonna do. We're gonna hook you up with not just the Love package from St. George Auto Gallery, but a brand new car!
Visit stgautodeals.com.
It's Joseph.
My fellow Americans, this is Abe Lincoln inviting you to save during the President's Day sale at the Ashley Home Store.
For a limited time, save up to 50% or get 5 years special financing.
Yes,
save up to 50% or 5 years special financing. Get this stunning panel bed for just $199, this five-piece dining room set for $279, or the super comfy sofa for just $499. Get here now for doorbusters like accent chairs starting at $79 or accent tables starting at $99.
Presidential savings indeed.
Come into the Ashley Sleep Center inside the locally owned Ashley Home Store and get 1 year, no interest, no minimum purchase, and clean power set starting at $499. Don't miss out. The President's Day sale happening right now at the Ashley Home Store. East Red Cliffs Drive in between the DI and the Pineview Stadium 10. All financing OAC. See store for details.
You're going to love this Ashley Furniture Home.
For the last decade, Red River Health and Wellness has been changing people's lives here in Southern Utah, even achieving 4.8 out of 5 on Google. But don't take our word for it. Here's what they have to say about their actual experience. Lisa T said,
"When I went to Red River Health, I was at the end of my rope. I was feeling so depressed and unhealthy, and it seemed like no medical doctor was willing to take the time to tell me what was really wrong with me. After a comprehensive blood test, Dr. Swindlehurst went over the findings and told me exactly what I needed to do to get healthy again. I finally feel like I'm on the road to a healthier me. My only regret is that I didn't do this earlier."
This is Dr. Joshua Redd, chiropractic physician at Red River Health and Wellness. Our patients really say it best. We are so passionate about helping you, we offer a satisfaction guarantee. If you aren't satisfied within the first 30 days, we give you your money back. Let us help you remember what it's like to feel good again.
Call Red River Health and Wellness chiropractic physicians today. 855-55-RIVER.
Call Red River today.
John Gibson, digging up history. The guy was pulled over and given a speeding ticket by a man who owed him much more than a torn-up citation. That story after this. Want to get back that full head of hair you once had? Now you can do something about hair loss with Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to help you return to a full-bodied head of hair. Reveal for men and women, too, for all types of hair. 30-day money-back guarantee. Get yours at johngibson.com. That's Reveal for hair at johngibson.com. Click on the Juness button on the right. johngibson.com. Juness. The carriage driver was careening through the streets of Washington, D.C., two horses working up a lather as he urged them on to greater and greater speeds. A nearby cop was horrified at the reckless driver and waved him down. The cop wrote him a ticket. The reckless driver was a man who loved fast horses and always went at full speed. The irony of this otherwise ordinary encounter? The cop was a black man. And the driver was the President of the United States, the Union general who won the Civil War that freed the black man. And his name was Ulysses S. Grant. And the ticket, it stuck. I'm John Gibson, digging up history.
Hey there, Mr. Chipmunk.
Oh, hey, Ranger. What are you doing?
Some people left a fire burning. I was just putting it out.
Oh, for Pete's sake, I hate that. If you start a fire, you put it out. I'm a chipmunk, and I understand that.
You sound angry.
I am angry. People are being careless.
I know, but...
But what?
But let go of my leg.
Oh, sorry.
You start a fire, you put it out. A public service message brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
You're listening to the Kate Daly Show on a Monday, where we go to the truth of the stories, what's actually going on, not what's going on in, you know, in your mainstream, but what's actually going on, because they're two totally different stories. So I welcome back Uncle Milty and Dr. Duke Pesta, who has his own show. You can find Dr. Duke Pesta's show. It's an hour a week, and it's awesome, and he goes in major detail into a lot of the things we talk about, and then a few others, by the way. But we were just talking about Alexandra. She is a puppet. She is a product of the party. And there's a reason that you have a lot of people lying about Alexandra. There's a reason they're willing to lie for her. The head of the Science Society, actually, this woman, is Miss Let's Go Global Women USA. I mean, she wants every woman in office. She's all about the initiating the major girl power movement, okay? And so can somebody like that lie for her, for Alexandra, and keep this little lie going as far as that she won this award? Yeah. Here's the other thing. A teacher lied for her. Okay, so the teacher's lying for her. And by the way, the website that he put up that actually talks about the actual awards that she won regionally, a regional contest, by the way, in which her teacher was president, her teacher, the very guy that's touting her in the articles today as brilliant, owns and president of the actual regional contest, and got her, you know, to be one of the winners regionally, which got her into the big science contest, okay? And he's lying about the fact that she won an award. He knows she didn't, because he was there. He knows this, and he's lying anyway. So you have a lot of people that are in on this lie. And when you look at her as a whole, the fact that she was waitressing, did she just, you know, drop off those cheese sticks in a really special way and got people that were sitting there for lunch to say, oh my gosh, you need to be a politician? We need to back you in the Democrat Party? No. She was backed by Soros-backed media and the Young Turks. She was given airtime by the Young Turks. She was a waitress, and she had no money. So there was something that they saw in her that said, we want her to represent this new millennial excitement over socialism, right? Because Uncle Milty was just saying this on the break, too. We want her for some lame brain reason, because you don't go beat an incumbent Democrat who's fourth most important in that and their entire party in that district of New York, right? $13 million he spent on his campaign. You don't beat him on a waitress salary. Sorry.
No, and you know, the one thing we could add to that too is, how come no one's interested in her money? Remember how broke she was? She had nothing. She was a waitress. Mm-hmm. How is it possible that she's been being paid by the federal government for less than 2 months, about a month and a half, and the outfit she's wearing cost a normal person an entire week's salary? Where is she getting the money for this? How is she able to dress and wear $1,000 pairs of shoes? The outfit that she wore to the State of the Union address was extravagantly expensive. Why is no one asking these questions, that for somebody who's supposed to be the grassroots darling of the left, everything about her stinks. Every achievement, every argument and equivocation she makes, it's full of it.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, all the statements about her, if you really listen to those that are lying on her behalf, even those at the Astrological Society, when they're lying about her, what do they keep saying about her? That she can explain complex issues like no one else can. She is amazing. She fed an earthworm antioxidants and watched it for 45 days. She did not do anything more than what a fifth grader would do in a science project.
Yeah, what you said before is exactly right. How is she getting this reputation? Who's giving it to her? Mm-hmm. And here's the thing. It took you, 5 hours is a long time, but in 5 hours, using just the tools at your disposal, you found out all these holes. The fact that the mainstream media is so utterly unwilling to look at this woman simply because of what they want to turn her into.
This is exactly what happens when these kind of people get control of the media.
Mm-hmm.
And if it weren't for the fact that we have the internet, we would be in even worse shape than
we would. Yes, we would. We've paraded a lot of candidates out there, and it's been a puppet of a party. It's not necessarily somebody that should have ever been in office, but they're the useful idiot. That's why I call her Alexandria Useful - Idiot, because she was willing to be propped up in this position, mm-hmm. and they are using her to full advantage. When I say using her to full advantage, what I'm talking about is Fox News actually asked her what she thought about the wall and then put it on headline news and didn't even point out the ridiculousness of her statements, but actually made her sound like she was plausible, made her sound like she was a normal person. They're not tearing her apart. They're actually giving her press. And they're giving her press so that everybody sort of gets used to this idea of having a millennial that's so completely stupid that will say anything that makes absolutely no sense. But we better get used to it, because this is the new politician. And we're going to keep adding to this little trough of politicians.
Yeah, and it's not just, we talked about Omar, we talked about Ocasio-Cortez. How about Tlaib, the other third of that triumvirate of tepidness, if we can call them that? How about her today? We found out today, and it was there for everybody to see. Somebody just unearthed today that she actually wrote for Farrakhan's publication. So in other words, you have an actual Jew hater, Farrakhan. Tlaib wrote for him and underwrote his opinions, is now a sitting congresswoman, just like the anti-Semitic other one. Are they? They both are. I mean, and we're worried about blackface on a white candidate for governor of Virginia. How in the world do you not demand the same kinds of accountability for people like these young congresswomen when they're lying about their biographies, when they're faking their past, when they're not accounting for where their wealth is coming for, and when they're saying shockingly anti-Semitic statements or writing for Farrakhan? How does that not disqualify you? And why do we find it out now only months after she was elected to office?
Yeah, seriously.
they hide it.
Yeah, and there are people willing to lie for them. If you can get somebody like the president of the Science Society to put on their own website that she won an award that they never gave her, if you can get the Astrological Society to come up with an entire huge story about how this person was rushed through the accreditation process to get an asteroid in their name, and the whole thing's fabricated, if you can get a teacher to lie like that and get this fabricated, you have to think about all the people that fabricate these people's resumes, what they've done, what they're doing. The lies are so thick, and I don't think we understand that. And then I want everybody to think about this. Conservatives, too. I mean, I don't see this go on as much with the conservatives. I see grassroots level type campaigns go on, and they get beat out by the incumbent, and then they try again the next year. But I don't see the parade of lies to bolster somebody up in the press, to give them that press, because they do own liberal media. When they own liberal media, they can use that as their vehicle to give them all of these lies in press, and then you got all these people in on it.
Right. It's not just that the Republicans and the conservatives can't pull it off on their end. It's all of that racism and sexism and bigotry and homophobia that the left engages in that gets projected back on Donald Trump or other conservatives. Mm-hmm. Mitch McConnell gets blamed for it. I mean, you think about it. Just this week, we had a situation where you see this really on display, where they're going after these people. You have a pundit on the news who was trying to blame the Virginia scandal on Donald Trump. We have a racist in the White House, and that's who we really should blame, because 35, 40 years ago, the governor wore blackface. They seriously are making these arguments on TV. They're engaging in these kinds of behaviors on the left, but the media is complicit in projecting them on all the right-wing figures.
Yeah. They sure are making Dinesh look good, though.
Yeah, they sure are. And I'll say this, too. Is there any honest candidates? Can you get an honest candidate anymore in a liberal progressive? Are they all puppets of their own party? Well, I'm gonna go out on a limb and say, yeah, that most of them, I would say that they're going to have more and more useful idiots that are puppetry and that are willing to do it for the power. And I'm also going to say that we've had many that I don't even think we've realized. I don't even think we realize how many people have lied for these people or protect these people or don't go after them at all in the press or whatever the case may be. Go ahead.
You know, when I was young, lying was a very serious thing. Mm-hmm. And if you got caught in a lie when I was a kid, you were punished severely for lying. I mean, it just wasn't tolerated. And yet, here we are today. Well, we watch these people lie and lie and lie, and no one calls them on it.
I know.
And yet, in the book of Revelation, it says, all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death.
Ooh.
So lying is a very serious thing.
Let me read you Alexandria's tweet. She said, science, it's true. Science is my first passion. Asteroid named by MIT's Lincoln Laboratory in honor of longevity experiments I conducted out of Mount Sinai. She didn't conduct experiments out of Mount Sinai. Then she said, my research won second place globally in microbiology at Intel ISEF. And then she said, at Boston University, I started as a science major, changed to econ. Okay, It's so full of lies. It's so riddled with lies. But also, I was going to point this out too, is that she also said brand new Congress and Justice Democrats asked her to run. Just like I pointed out, when she was a waitress, they asked her to run. She was only a volunteer on Bernie's campaign once. I don't know that she could fold flyers better than anyone else or was that much of a standout, but for some reason, she was picked. And I would love to know the conversation behind brand new Congress asks her to run, because there's a reason she won that race. And when we don't think things are rigged in this country, when we don't think that there's somebody at the helm pulling these strings, I would definitely say that was a good rigging. She'd never run for office before and she was a waitress. There's no way you can get that kind of press or the money for that kind of press. And so start asking yourself, these new people that get in, these new people, because brand new Congress was started by Bernie, because after the 2016 election, he wanted to get more people in office that were socialists. No, they pick and groom these people. Go ahead.
Well, you know, for her to claim this big issue with her expertise now in microbiology, you know, the nematode is the most studied microorganism in the history of the planet.
Yeah, right? it's a roundworm. It's nothing.
Well, what gets me is why in the world would you get an asteroid named after you for feeding vitamin antioxidants to worms? Why? What's the connection there?
And she keeps saying they wanted to honor her to do it. They wanted to they came to her. Yeah.
It's just so odd, and none of it's plausible.
Nope, none of it's plausible. And so, you know, you think about these propped up candidates. So when they are saying that she has this new deal, which she didn't write, by the way, and when she's talking about all of this and touting it as her own, the more that we can start pointing this stuff out in the press or making them address this at some point, because there have been a few things, but she's been on talk shows like Colbert going, oh, they're just upset that I am working class. They're just upset about it. No, she never lived right there in the Bronx since she was 5 years old, but whatever. She keeps lying. And so how many lies does it take? It's like, how many licks does it take to get to the center of a tootsie pop? How many lies does it take for us to finally go, I'm sorry, media, are you actually going to call them on this now? So this is why we have to do our homework. And this is exactly why I did this for 5 hours, because I wanted to get to the bottom of the story, because I'm so sick to death of being fed a story and then saying something doesn't seem right. It's odd. Something's not right here. And we as a general population have got to start doing more homework on these people.
Amen.
Yes, and my final comment is, go back to the projection. They keep telling us, excusing all these Democrats and their troubles, keep telling us that Donald Trump is an avowed racist and an avowed liar. And I'm still waiting for the real concrete proof of that. That the other side of that coin is, we can say those things about Republicans and no one ever has to prove it.
It's the truth, and they can't even qualify those statements. They can't. It's kind of like what you were saying about justice, the social justice education. When you start to ask them for clarification, they can't do it. And it's the exact same thing with their hatred for Trump. It's the exact same thing with all of this. They can't do it. They can't go beyond the little headline. Go ahead, Uncle Milton.
It hasn't even been 6 months since they tried to hang Justice Kavanaugh, and now they're doing the exact opposite for their own people.
Right, and nobody knew her name 6 months ago.
Have you heard one, all women should be believed?
Not once.
In the Fairfax case, not once have I heard that.
Yeah, it's very, very true.
They should all be listened to.
Yeah, they should all be listened to. Oh, boy, it's getting weird out there. And it is a parade of lunacy, because they're tripping over each other to almost get to the more lunatic statement, the more lunatic claim. Elizabeth Warren, the Native American Association, coming out today. I don't know if it's association, but the big head honcho group coming out and saying she doesn't even have a single relative that's Native American here. This is getting ridiculous. But she keeps touting it, and she won't let it go.
She declared for president with the scandal hanging over her. So she's obviously confident that now that she's declared and kind of half apologized, that the media will never talk about it again. She seems to be under the impression that that's what's going to happen.
Yeah. I agree. And yes, both sides of the aisle lie about their resumes. Both sides of the aisle flip-flop. Both sides of the aisle are doing this, and they're talking about, their stances on things. We have to be an awake populace. We have to be awake, and we have to study these things out. Thank you, Dr. Duke Pesta. You're awesome.
Thank you.
Appreciate you.
God bless.
All right, and of course, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere on The Kate Daly Show.
we're back with the Doctor of Love.
Hey, we're back. Jared Wheeler here, Doctor of Love. We got caller number 9. Who are we talking to?
Oh, hi, Doctor of Love. I'm having some relationship issues that I'm a bit embarrassed to talk about.
Hey, don't be embarrassed. We've all been there. Tell me what's going on.
Well, I got myself a special little thing out there in the driveway.
Who are you talking to?
I'm on the phone.
Oh, all right. At that, let's hear a word from our sponsor, St. George Auto Gallery. This month, in February, they are partnering with Society Spa to bring you something special for the Love Show listeners. A free couples massage with every vehicle purchase. You already know they love the show. They're the best deal in town. They got that free warranty. Check them out. All right, Herbert, we're back to you, my man. What's going on? It sounds like Herbert's working out some issues, so be sure to check out our sponsor, you know, that visit stgautodeals.com, yeah.
Visit stgautodeals.com.
I'm on the phone.
93.1 FM, 1450 AM, KZNU St. George, 93.1 FM, Cedar City, KAZZ Parowan, KCLS, HD4, Leeds.